Oh, yes, that's me. Flick Monk, unconventional gas campaigner at Friends of the Air Scotland. We're really pleased that Clough Natural Resources has postponed its plans to do underground coal gasification in the Firth of Forth. This is really testament to the strength of opposition of local communities who've been campaigning tirelessly to stop this risky technology from coming to Scotland. And it's also due to SNP grassroots members who are feeling very uncomfortable with the thought of underground coal gasification coming to Scotland. We're quite worried about the long-term implications of Clough still having plans to do UCG in the Forth. This technology is really risky, it's really experimental. There's no evidence from anywhere around the world that it's been decommissioned safely. Similar projects in Australia have resulted in ground contamination and water pollution. Communities simply don't want this around the Firth of Forth, and they'll continue to campaign tirelessly to stop this from coming to Scotland. Scotland simply cannot afford to go down a new frontier of fossil fuel extraction. Globally, around 80% of fossil fuels need to stay in the ground if we want to limit climate change. Scotland has an abundance of renewable energies in the form of wind, wave and tidal, which we should be exploiting instead of digging up yet more fossil fuels that we cannot afford to burn. It's time for the Scottish Government to include underground coal gasification in the moratorium on unconventional gas, which included fracking and coal-bed methane. The Scottish Government should be taking a precautionary approach and reviewing all the health and environmental concerns of this technology. Communities living around areas that are licensed for underground coal gasification should be given the same protections as those who are living around areas that are up for fracking and coal-bed methane. No, I think that's everything. Thank you. Cheers, thank you. Bye.